The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year in the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor over Judea, Herod was the tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip the tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Tesalonis, and Lyceria and the Triarch of Abilene. During the high priests of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the word of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough way should be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, today we are in the second Sunday of Advent. The Advent season challenges to prepare for the celebration of Jesus' first coming. We are also to prepare for Christ present among us in God's Word and through the Eucharist and in our neighbor. Finally, we are asked to be ready to meet Christ as our judge, both at the end of our lives and the end of the world, when Jesus will come with power in all his glory and on the clouds of heaven as our judge. Today the reading invites us to recall God's saving deeds in the history of the people of Israel, culminating in the coming of the promised Messiah. As John the Baptist makes his public appearance, the stage is set for Jesus to begin his public ministry as well. He has to prepare the people to receive Christ. The Gospel of today gives an indication. It is how hard for John is going to be the task which is going to be undertaken. John the Baptist is a lone voice crying in the wilderness. His preaching is heard by the people waiting for the Lord, while the high and mighty are unaware of what is happening about them, around them. So, my dear friends, today God is calling us to join him to transform the society. With Jesus, our Lord, it is possible for us to contribute our share in transforming our society in which we live and move. The first reading from the prophet Baruch urges the people to exchange their garments of mourning for the robes of glory and justice that will come from God. The prophet Baruch introduced the God of Israel, preparing the way and leading the Babylonian exile to Jerusalem. Hence, the prophet invites the weeping Jerusalem to rejoice and go high places to watch the return of the exiles. Baruch prophecy announces on the return of the whole human race to God. During this Advent season, we too are asked to return to the Lord from our slavery to sin. The prophet tells the people that the exile is the time of suffering for the people, but it is not the end, for there is a hope for the return to their homeland. Paul provides in the second reading the Philippians to prepare themselves for the second coming by practicing Christian love of love and leading the pure and blameless life. As Paul prays for the community, he tells them that God will bring to completion whatever he begins. John the Baptist, in today's gospel, challenges the Jews to prepare their lives for receiving the long-awaited Messiah. They are to prepare the highway in their hearts for their Messiah by leveling the mountains of pride and the valleys of impurity, injustice, and neglect, and straightening their crooked ways. They are to get ready by repenting of their sins and changing their lives and expressing their repentance by receiving the baptism of repentance at the River Jordan. So, my dear friends, he began his ministry during the time of leaders such as Caesar, Pilate, and Herod, and Annas and Caiaphas. Jesus did not live and work in a vacuum, but in the midst of mighty and powerful. The initiative of God restored the people by sending his only Son is the culmination of all his attempts to restore the people to himself. John the Baptist carries the duty of preparing the people to receive the Messiah. John is designated as a prophet who speaks the word of God, which is the good news for the people. By the merit of his work, John has earned a place among a great prophet's figure. So, my dear friends, Advent is the time when we prepare ourselves for the true birth of Christ. It is a joyful event as birthday celebration always are. Sending his only Son to change the direction in which the world was going, some of those responsible for the state of affairs are mentioned in today's gospel, is an indication that God is always interested in the welfare of his own people. But the preparation on which John insisted was the preparation for the heart and of life. The king is coming, he said in effect. Mend not your roads, but your lives. That is why John the Baptist is telling, prepare your ways for the Lord, means clearing the path of sin, which is the major obstacles preventing the Lord from coming into our lives. So, my dear friends, the valleys and here, where hills are here, stand for the entrenchment of man from God. So, Advent is the time of reflection, renewal, and joyful expectation. Let us embrace this season of Advent as an opportunity given to us to welcome Christ into our lives. Let us open our eyes to His presence in our midst and our hearts to receive Him. So, just as we prepare our homes for birth of Christ, so we must prepare our hearts for His coming again. So during this season of Advent, not only be a plea for Christ's return, but a call to transformation here and now. So let us remove the obstacle, our hearts fill the valleys, level the mountains, straighten the paths, and smooth the roads so that we all may receive Christ, so that Christ will be born in us. Amen.